Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1514. 5 Principles to Stay Fit on Vacation or Traveling by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, today's post hits really home with me. Whenever I used to travel pre-COVID, I would come back sick. It would happen on any trip, whether it was me attending a conference or going on vacation. It didn't seem to matter. Every time I got home, I ended up sick with something. And when I look back on my travels, I sort of wasn't able to keep up with my fitness levels. So maybe that's one reason why I came back sick all the time. So let's get to Nia's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Principles to Stay Fit on Vacation or While Traveling by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Stay fit is a very broad, generic term, but for all intents and purposes, it suits this article. Better than saying how not to lose your results and prevent fat gain when on vacation. It should come as no surprise that I do things differently, be it with how my website looks, no pop-ups or ads, the guides and books in the store. Some are pay what you think is fair, and all are about achieving your goals by becoming the best version of yourself, not dieting or working out to total exhaustion, or the Lift Like a Girl manifesto. The same applies to how I approach nutrition and fitness when traveling. It should be as relaxed and stress-free as possible. My goal is to enjoy every moment of the vacation, and that means not obsessing over what I eat, but I don't throw caution to the wind and intentionally avoid making good choices either. It's about finding a simple balance that combines maintaining good food choices, but still enjoying amazing foods that may contain good amounts of sugar, hello ice cream, or be oh so delicious calorie bombs, hello cheeseburger with pork belly. If you too want to stay on track with your fitness, but not obsess over working out or eating well on vacation, apply these 5 simple principles. Principle 1, don't do scheduled workouts. Once upon a time, many years ago, I would find a local gym to train at on vacation because being on vacation was not an excuse to not stick to my routine. Those days are, thankfully, long gone. Scheduled workouts are the last thing on my mind during vacation. My main priority during that time is having as much fun as possible and thinking as little as possible about health and fitness. Instead of going to a gym or using the hotel facility, I play. And I play hard. Our idea of a good time is doing anything physically active. Some of our favorite things to do are visit state and national parks, go hiking, biking, kayaking, snorkeling, or even try activities like treetop canopy tours or flying trapeze classes. The rule of thumb when on vacation, don't work out. Play and have fun. Explore the parks or other well-known activities in the area. Note, The exception to this rule is if I'm going traveling for an extended period of time, in which case I'll bring my favorite workout tool, a suspension trainer. This way I can strength train with bodyweight workouts in my hotel room or outside in the sunshine. Principle number two, don't abandon basic nutrition principles, but don't obsess either. I love food. I love trying new foods. I love trying new foods that are local to where I'm visiting. Eating tasty meals is a high priority when I travel, and you can bet your you-know-what that I'll find places making the best ice cream or donuts, and I'll enjoy the heck out of them. But the important thing to note is that I don't eat this way for every meal. I make it a priority to eat mostly real, minimally processed foods. Something like an omelet with veggies for breakfast or a breakfast sandwich is typical. But when there's something I really want to try that's available, I'll enjoy it guilt-free, but I keep the portions in check. In the past, I'd eat gigantic amounts of ice cream or other not super healthy foods, but I've since realized that I don't need to eat that much. Just because I was on vacation, I didn't need the large ice cream. A small was plenty. Shocking epiphany, I know. Moderation, balance, these things are key. Eat real foods most of the time, but enjoy your favorite things on occasion and keep the portion in control. Want a donut for an afternoon snack? Go ahead. Want to indulge in a couple scoops of the area's best gelato? Do it. And keep in mind, just because you decide to eat a homemade freshly baked croissant doesn't mean you messed up and that you should make less than healthy decisions the rest of the day. Enjoy it, move on, and eat real foods for the other meals of the day. This way you're not depriving yourself, but you're still eating well to support your health and fitness goals. Remember, it's the habits you maintain over a long period of time, not a single donut or a cup of gelato, that will impact your physique or your health. Don't allow yourself to drift into the "I'm eating well all the time" or "I'm eating nothing but fried and heavily processed foods all the time" scenarios. Just because you have a donut doesn't mean you quote-unquote blew it and now you should eat seven more. Another good rule of thumb is to keep portion sizes in check. Get the small gelato or get a single donut and enjoy every delicious bite. Principle number three, focus on the most important thing, having a great time and making memories. It's easy to get too focused on our food choices or wondering if we were active enough during the day, but do not lose sight of what really matters when you're on vacation, and that's having fun and making memories. Make the most of every moment. Principle number four, visit farmers markets for yummy goodness. You can enjoy the freshest local produce in the area, and there's plenty of veggies and fruits to choose from. We enjoy things like homemade jerky, pickled eggs, or other protein-rich snacks they have available, and keep these on hand if we get hungry during the day. This is also a great money-saving tip. And principle number five, walk. It never fails. We walk a lot on vacation, way more than I do in my everyday life. We explore cities, see the sights, and definitely go hiking. Plus, it's actually fun because we're not walking just to walk. We're exploring and having fun. To recap, the main points to stay fit on vacation are: forget about working out and searching for a gym. Be active in fun physical ways and try new activities. Stick to the basic nutrition principles, but do not deprive yourself. Enjoy your favorite foods while keeping portion control in check. Walk often and make the most of every day. After all, that's why you're on vacation. I'll end this with saying I've been practicing these principles when traveling the past couple of years. One time a couple of years ago, out of curiosity, I weighed myself before vacation and again when I got home. We always joked that we would lose weight on vacation, and I wanted to see if that was true. To my surprise, I did lose a couple of pounds when we returned from a trip that included a good amount of hiking, and we didn't deprive ourselves, and we still enjoyed our favorite foods. Now, I'm not saying it was 2 pounds of fat, but the point is that you definitely don't have to fear gaining weight when you travel if you follow a few principles. Health and fitness should be a lifestyle that you can maintain no matter where you are and should have enough flexibility to allow you to stay on track with your goals, but also enjoy the awesome things in life like a beautiful, fluffy, sticky donut that tastes so good it'll make your tongue slap your forehead. You just listened to the post titled 5 Principles to Stay Fit on Vacation or While Traveling by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match. You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It was as if Nia was speaking directly to me, especially when she was talking about having a donut. Donuts, pizza, and french fries are my three biggest quote-unquote problem foods. They're the foods that I just can't seem to stop eating and picking at when they're around me. And so I'm the same way. When I'm on vacation, if there's a huge fluffy donut sitting right in front of me, I'm going to eat it. But the trick is, I'm not going to then let it completely destroy my entire vacation. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm going to accept the fact that I had that donut, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go and have 3, 4, or 5 more. I'm going to stop after just that one. And particularly when I'm on vacation, it doesn't mean that just because I had that donut, now I've got to go think about burning it off. I know I'm on vacation. I know things aren't going to go as smoothly or as perfectly as when I'm at home. So I accept that fact and just know that I'm going to still stick to my main principles, follow my healthy lifestyle, and make good choices most of the time. And that's really what I would expect from everyone, even when they're at home. If we can make pretty healthy choices most of the time, we're going to be okay. We don't have to be perfect all the time. It's all about progress, not perfection. Are you still moving in that right direction for the most part? Then you're good. And again, those same rules apply when you're on vacation too. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this show going. And thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.